Back to Travel Bags with Anita and friends. Anuvia, I really enjoyed today's show because we've been in Barbados. Now we're going to come back to the U.S. We're going to do our quarter miles, which we really love. The quarter miles are really dear to us.
They are.
We're going to go to Idaho.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Barbados to Idaho. Or Idaho to Barbados. Either one. It works perfectly. The Barbadians can come over and go to Idaho as well.
Exactly. If they want a change of scenery, they can definitely find it in Idaho. And if you're someone who's not a big fan of the beach, I personally can't relate to that, but those people are out there.
Yeah,
Idaho might be a better option.
It might be a better option. Lots of things to see there. So let's talk about this quarter that is the Idaho Quarter and just what did they feature?
Yes, the design we're looking at was released in 2007, engraved by Donna Weaver, and it features the Peregrine Falcon above an outline of Idaho with the inscription Esto Perpetua, meaning may it be forever.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's a very inspiring, you know, travel slogan.
Yeah, it is. But tell me a little bit about this falcon because it sounds pretty interesting. And why is it so important to Idaho?
The peregrine falcon is one of the fastest birds in the world, and it was once an endangered species, but now it can be found throughout Idaho and the U.S. due to conservation efforts.
That's interesting to know.
So it's a matter of pride.
A matter of pride and a matter of conserving us, too.
Yes.
Those birds and making sure to keep them around forever. May it be forever.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And if you want to view the falcons and other birds in the area, the official Idaho Fish and Game website actually has a really great birding trail guideline. You can explore it by region, category. They put the best of the best together for you if you're interested. Listening sites, and by species as well. So if you're interested in a particular species of bird, you can check that out, or you can look for the peregrine falcon.
I love that. And for people who are birders and wanting to go, that is a perfect, perfect way to do that, to use that guide and check out, you know, not only, you know, the birds that the state is known for, but really see, you know, just what all you can find there, all the different species.
Absolutely. So in the north region of the state, you'll find many state parks that you can explore with views of conifer-covered mountains, glacially formed lakes, and the Palouse Prairie, home to beautiful wildflowers and meadows. So it sounds like a great place to visit in the spring.
I would love to go to the Palouse Prairie because I love wildflowers. That would be awesome.
And you'd get your signature, you know, sunrise picture.
I'm always in search of that. Sunrise, sunset, it does not matter, either one. And actually, you really can't tell the difference sometimes.
Right. And I bet you make a few bird friends out there early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah. And I would like to get some of those photos as well.
Yes, absolutely. The East Central region, which is in the heart of Idaho, features stunning peaks, whitewater rivers where you can go whitewater rafting, and more of a rural atmosphere.
Mm. And the Southwest region is home to the Snake River Plain, the sagebrush deserts, and juniper-covered mountains. So that sounds pretty beautiful, too. I wonder if it's a little scented there as well.
Scented, yes.
Yeah.
So not only are you seeing and you're hearing the birds calling, but all senses are engaged.
I love that. That's the perfect reason to go there.
And finally, the Southeast region is more arid with foothills, forests, and more urban centers, if that's more your thing.
Yeah. Definitely check that out as well. Now, there is a site list. The American Falls area is one of Idaho's best year-round birding sites for viewing raptors, shorebirds, songbirds, upland birds, really all of the birds, water birds, and more.
And if you want to learn more, you can visit idfg.idaho.gov. That's the place if you're interested in birding.
Well, if we want to do something other than birding, what else is going on?
Another place to visit, still in the birding vein, but you can also see more of Idaho's nature and wildlife, is the Morley Nelson Snake River Birds of Prey National Conservation Area, which actually supports North America's highest density of nesting raptors. More than 700 pairs of raptors are there right now. And they're along the Snake River Canyon, which is really interesting because in Idaho you can see, you know, the snow-capped mountains, but also more of a desert canyon vibe as well.
I don't know if people really know that. That's all of the diversity is there in Idaho. That's pretty fascinating.
Give Idaho a chance.
Yeah, definitely a chance for sure. And in that area too, I mean, there's horseback riding. You can do hunting if you like doing that. Mountain biking if you like doing that. And of course, there's always camping.
Always camping, yes.
But I know there are other fun things to do, too.
There's also Silverwood Boulder Beach, which is the largest theme park in the Northwest, with over 70 attractions, a steam engine train, live entertainment, and food. So if you're not a nature person, there's a theme park for you to distract you.
And you get that beach in, because we did say that some people may think, I know, I can't go to the beach. But hey, there it is right there.
Yes, it may be artificial, but it's still there.
It's still sand and water combined together. I say go for it. Absolutely.
And if you, for thrill seekers, again, another great option is Timberland Adventures, 7 zip lines, 3 sky bridges, all with amazing views of the landscape that we've just detailed for you.
Well, that would be really fascinating to see that, because whenever you do those kind of sky bridges, I love those because it definitely gives you a different view than when you're kind of there on the ground.
Right.
That sounds really nice. Sounds really cool.
And the question is, do you take your phone or camera with you? Do you take that risk?
Yes, I would.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, because you know, I want that picture. You know, I'm always trying to get that Instagrammable moment.
For the gram.
Yes. Can't leave those out. And you know, when you leave the camera behind, that's always when there's that unique picture.
Yes, that's when the peregrine falcon, you know, stops
right in front of you. Absolutely. Okay, so what else?
Another unique experience would be to visit hot springs, and there are several options to choose from throughout the state. And one option is the Lava Hot Springs, which has 5 different pools that range in temperature. So apparently, you know, there's a matter of preference and what you can, you know, manage.
Yeah.
So it ranges from 102 degrees Fahrenheit to 112 degrees Fahrenheit.
That sounds pretty hot to me.
Yes, but this is, you know, mineral spring water. It's clean, it's refreshing, and it naturally is refreshing itself every day.
Okay, I think we have time for one more.
The St. Anthony Sand Dunes. Again, I wouldn't expect, you know, that to be a thing in Idaho, but it is 10.6 thousand acres of white quartz sand blown into 400-foot high dunes. You can rent off-road vehicles and explore the dunes yourself.
See, I always love when you find those kind of things. This is just like a natural thing that you find and you're not expecting it. And I would think also, too, that we can check out a lot of these things, too, at the original website that we gave.
Yes, the Fish and Game website probably has several options to choose from.
We've talked about Barbados on this trip, and now we've talked about Idaho. I say, hey, you know, 2 vacations in 1 year. One to Idaho, one to Barbados.
Yes, plenty of variety.
Lots and lots of variety. Now, you guys, check out our website, which is travelbagswithanita.com. We're going to post pictures of the artists that we talked about and some of their work. Also, some pictures of fresh milk, so you can see that, yes, there really are live, breathing, eating cows, providing milk cows that are right there on the property there at Fresh Milk as well. And you'll meet those dynamic artists as well that I had a chance to talk with. And of course, we want you guys to come back and visit us again. So you can also visit us on Instagram and Twitter at Anita, the letter N, Friends. So check us out all over social media. And of course, come back when we have another great topic, a great destination here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Separate Island Birdhouses. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. You're living in your own